love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and I got a little emotional today. I just listened again to the December 22nd, 2020 voicemail, number 1084, which was titled A Serious Attempt to Love Jim and Madge Cross. And if you listen to that, this isn't a fluff piece. The amount of serious content in there is slightly above average, which you'd get from most people. And I think that's an understatement. But it also, I hope you see in that the seriousness of the world we live in and what it is to be a follower of Christ. You know, my wife married a guy who was an avid pro-lifer. You know, other things have come up over the years. You know, I've learned about torture. And it's not something I dwell much on, but it's horrendous. And the techniques are just horrible. It's, you know, especially to kids. It's amazing what's done. But, you know, I learned, obviously, you know, clearly it was shoved in my face more than once. You know, the interracial marriage thing. But one of the corollaries to that is got more and more involved with slavery. And, you know, I've pointed to there was a video done by the group Stop the Traffic, which is a group out of England, and they did a marvelous piece, and I think maybe the reason it was amplified in my mind is I've been there. It was in Holland. In Holland, there are a lot of places where you can go and they have sex shops. These are storefront where you literally have big, huge windows and women sitting in chairs. And you negotiate a price and go have sex with them. This is in France. It's in Germany. I've been to the one in Germany too. Never made use of the services. Maybe make that very clear. But I've seen it. And what you do to people in doing that is horrendous. Then you go one step further. This group, Stop the Traffic, did a video where they were showing, you know, outside of this place, and they had a bunch of women at the windows, and people, you know, a lot of the people who walk by are just looking. A lot of them are looking for business, and of course, some of them are customers. But in this particular case, one of the women in the window starts dancing. Then another comes in, and you see this dancing going on. The crowd kind of gets kind of like, what's going on here? And unlike when I was there in the 70s, they had big, huge displays, flat panel displays at the top. I mean, huge ones, you know, the huge ones. And so they're doing this dance stuff, and the audience builds kind of curious. And then the way it ends is it talks about how women came seeking various careers and whatnot, and ended up there. And then they put their logo, the Stop the Traffic logo, because that is a huge, huge thing. You know, I've mentioned before that it seems about 40 million people right now are in abject slavery. A huge part of that is sex slaves. And I also mentioned, even in the video, the voicemail that I mentioned to Jim and Madge Cross, I talked about how the way you try to conquer an enemy when you're waging wars, you destroy the culture. Germany's culture has been destroyed. I saw it in the 70s, and I think apparently it's worse now. And the way you destroy the culture is you got to destroy the family. Another place that the family has been destroyed terribly is in the Ivory Coast and the countries around it. Because the last numbers I found, in the cocoa industry alone, over 1.5 million people are slaves, abject slavery. You know, there is the issue, because I have done a little study of, you know, one example would be in India. There are places where people are not sort of mining of mica that is used. A good part of that mica goes to the cosmetics industry. And people are making like $1 a day collecting mica. And, you know, the issue there is $1 a day there is not like $1 a day here. So that has to be taken into account. Plus, they're getting paid. It may be poorly paid, but they're getting paid. That's not abject slavery. The people who harvest cocoa don't ever get paid. And the thing that you know, I've studied this years ago, and I actually did it, I think it was last summer or whatever, again, updated it. And, you know, I've expressed how I'm committed. And my assumption is I will go for the rest of my life never having another Perrier. My wife knows how much I love Perrier. Because Perrier was bought by Nestle. And Nestle is the largest user of slave labor, as far as I can understand, of any corporate player. You know, they're the largest food company in the world. And one of the big places they use slave labor is Ivory Coast, harvesting cocoa. So I don't buy any Nestle product whatsoever, you know, that I know of. It's a big deal. Years ago, I looked into it and knew that Mars and Hershey were also involved, and they had pledged years ago to phase it out. And I didn't want to find out, because half of all the M&Ms made in the United States are made in a factory a couple miles from me. And one of the routes I take to get to Publix, I walk right by it. And I didn't want to know. I think it's 8 guys, young guys. I think late teens, they may be in their 20s. I think they're late teens. Got released or escaped from the Ivory Coast. And a group that's been actively pursuing the slavery issue are working with them, and they filed a lawsuit in the United States against Nestle's, a few other companies, and Mars. Mars is one of the largest privately held companies domestically. And they use slave labor. Years ago, they said they'd stop. And I did a little study. They didn't. I have a picture. I've used it several times in several videos. Of a little girl. And just for whatever reason, she just stood out to me. And I watched her harvesting cocoa. And that pro-lifer in me is really there. Because these people are human beings created in the image of God. Now that I know, again, I didn't want to know, but now that I know, Mars is still using slave labor. I walked by that place on the way to Publix again today. For the first time I walked by it since I found out. And as I was walking by, I started to cry. M&Ms are so important to people. It doesn't matter. Lives are destroyed. It's a reminder to me how little love there is in the world, including the institutional church. I want my family to know. I want my wife to know. I love my family. And I love my wife. And I ask that you shake my hand again, please. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you.